John the Baptist is a herald of the saving Lord, whose way is prepared by repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As we hear the careful record of human leaders, we sense the spectrum of political and religious authority that will be challenged by this coming Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the third chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. John said to the crowds, ooh, that's next week. In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was the governor of Judea, and Herod was the ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip, ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonosius, and Licinius, ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance and the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, the voice of the one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. All right, little munchkins, I've got a story I want to tell you today. Is that okay? Yeah, oh boy. All right, can we all sit around? We might have to move our manger scene so everyone can see. Come on. Let's start with a prayer, okay? God, we give you thanks for this day. You promised to be with us always. May we know and feel you being here with us now. May we feel it in our hearts. May we know it in our thoughts. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, this morning I want to share with you one of my favorite Christmas stories.
That's my favorite.
I know, we read this one at home a lot, don't we?
Yeah.
And this is called Song of the Stars.
You're right.
A Christmas story. Scoot back. Miss Faith can't see because you're blocking her. A Song of the Stars. And this is written by Sally Lloyd-Jones. Yeah? Alright, here we go. No, stay over by Mama so you can see the pictures. The world was about to change forever, and it almost went by unnoticed. But the leaves that night rustled with a rumor. News rang out across the open fields. A song drifted over the hills. Yeah, the wind whispered softly in the sycamore trees that waved their moonlit branches to the sky. Yeah, a barn owl took flight. Woodland creatures stirred. It's time. It's time. In the pine woods, two deer raised their heads. A big brown bear sniffed the air. A red fox darted. The faces of little flowers lifted to the skies. It's time. It's time. The sky shouted it to the seas that thundered it to the waves that roared it to the great white whales that sang it to the starfish in the deep. And tiny sandpipers danced it on shining sands. It's time. It's time.
A fish.
The running rivers bounded over boulders, and the otters clapped and played and sang to the ducklings that splashed and quacked to the salmon that leaped and leaped. And tiny field mouse and insects and little creeping things and sparrows and robins and every single blade of grass squeaked and hummed and chirped and sang, "It's time, it's time." Wild stallions drummed it to the ground. "Get ready, get ready, be glad, be glad." On a lonely peak, a lion raised his strong head and roared it out to the empty wilderness, "The mighty king, the prince of peace." All the stars joined together in a chorus that rang out through the heavens, "The bright morning star." Suddenly, angels lit up the whole sky, and a great choir sang it out loud. "It's time, he's come, at last, he's here." And in a little town, in a little shed, in a little window, a candle flickered in the dark. And a tiny cry rang out in the cold night air. And high above, a single star, set in the highest heavens, shone out brighter than all the others and poured down silver into the little shed. A light to light up the whole. The animal stood around his bed, and the whole earth and all the stars and sky held its breath. "The one who made us has come to live with us." And a young mother with no place to rest, nowhere to stay, kept it as a song inside her heart, "Our rescuer." And they gazed in wonder at God's great gift. Lying on a bed of straw, wrapped in rags, a tiny little baby. Heaven's son sleeping under the stars that he made. Wasn't that a nice story?
Yeah.
I wonder what your favorite part was. What was your favorite part of this whole story? Did you have a favorite part?
I think Jack's like the fish.
The fish, yeah. Like, you saw the fish.
I like that fish.
You like the fish.
And I like this one too.
You like that one? Why do you like the picture of the animals around baby Jesus?
Because it's my favorite.
It's your favorite. Yeah. What other parts were your favorite?
Mama, I like this part.
You like this part when the angels are singing?
Yeah.
You like the baby Jesus? Oh, the stars, yeah. The stars joined together in a chorus that rang out through the heavens.
I did like that sound.
Yeah.
Like these sounds. It's for us.
I will get fish.
You want to see the fish? All right, we were getting close to that, weren't we? There's the fish.
Fish.
You know what's special about, you know why I like this story a lot? He's okay. You know why I like this story so much? Yeah.
No, why?
Well, this story is about the day Jesus was born. And what's special about it to me is how all of God's creatures, even the grass, knew about Jesus coming, and it was very special because Jesus is there. Yeah. And Jesus is with us. Jesus is with all these creatures and animals all the time. Because Jesus wants to live with us and be with us and help us to know about God.
I like this book.
Yeah, I do too. All right, can we pray together? Let's all fold our hands. Can you fold your hands? Yeah, okay. Can you repeat after me? Dear God, thank you for always being with us. Amen. All right, you guys were great. Thank you. This book, this children's book, there's one line in it that particularly touches me. And if you want to, the artwork is absolutely beautiful if you want to look at this after. But as the animals gather around the manger, it says, "The one who made us has come to live with us. The one who made us has come to live with us." This is that message of hope that we hear John the Baptist sharing of his purpose, of why he is here, that voice in the wilderness that has come to prepare the way of the Lord. Here, quoted from the book of Isaiah, the prophet says, "The voice of the one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, every mountain, hill shall be made low. The crooked shall be made straight, and the rough always made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God." This is a message of hope, a message of peace. One that the prophet John shares in our text today. One that was shared by the prophets before him. One that continues to be shared here and now in our own lives this day. This simple yet powerful message meets us where we are. It meets us in our valleys, those dark spots of loneliness. It meets us on top of those mountains when all is hunky-dory. It meets us when we get off on crooked paths. It meets us in those rough rides. It meets us. It being God. God meets us in each and every part of those journeys. God meets us in the valleys to fill them up. Fill us with what we need. God meets us on top of our mountains that we might not be too proud, that we may be made low and humbled. God meets us on those crooked paths that we venture out on and makes them straight. And finally, God meets us in those rough rides of life, smoothing out the turbulence to help us through. John delivers this promise, proclaiming it through a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Let us not, brothers and sisters, as we hear this, let us not think narrowly of what repentance means. Oftentimes when we hear repentance, we associate it with shame and guilt of things that we've done wrong that we have to correct and do better. But repentance is so much more than that. Yes, repentance is part of turning from sin, but sin is that what separates us from God. It's all things that get in the way between us and God. And yes, sometimes these are things that we've done or haven't done, but sometimes they're just a condition of the life a condition of life which has been handed to us, whether we wanted it or not. Because we live in a broken world, a broken time, a time that not yet is complete, but one that is mended, that is filled with the presence of God. So we're invited into this repentance. The Greek word here for repentance is metanoia, which in its meaning is a radical change. It's a change of heart, it's a change of being. It's a completely new mindset. One that turns from our old ways, one that turns from the things that are getting between us and God, and reorients us to one that is focused on God. This is what opens our beings to be able to see, to experience the salvation of God. As the prophet Isaiah, the prophet John promises, all flesh shall see the salvation of God. That salvation is there. It is amongst us. It meets us in all our crevices of life. And it's there. The one who made us comes to live with us. God is there. And in repentance, we put aside those blockades and open ourselves to the experience of God's redeeming salvation, God's peace. A peace that doesn't make sense in our world. A peace that our world tells us we shouldn't experience. One that does not exist, but God is there with that peace. So, brothers and sisters, as we continue in our life journeys and as we journey in this season of Advent, a time of waiting, a time of anticipation, a time of longing, a time of Christ's coming. May our hearts be oriented to the one who is living amongst us. Amen.